Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, where we've got a special guest on the line. But before I bring him on, we got some semi-breaking news. Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in the 100-plus year history of the franchise, the Chicago Bears have made an in-season head coaching change, firing Matt Eberflus today. All right, if you watched the Bears versus the Lions yesterday, the Bears, I mean, goodness, they are not very good at 4-8. I mean, the Giants, I guess, at 2-10 or worse, who had their first lead in over a month yesterday versus the Dakless Cowboys, who, as god-awful as they are, somehow beat the Giants, so oh my goodness. But the Bears are making a head coaching change in the middle of the season for their first time ever. All right, and we're going to play a couple of clips, but we're going to get straight to this interview. Basically, the clips were Dana Holgorsen talking about competition and how much that matters. I'm curious to see how Thomas Fedoni does tonight and how he responds after what Dana called his best practice and week of practice since he got there. And the smaller playbook, if it doesn't fit on a sheet, it ain't getting called. Can Nebraska repeat a just somewhat similar performance that they had versus Wisconsin against Iowa tonight? But now I want to bring on our guest. All right. He's an Iowa Hawkeye insider for 247 Sports and CBS, a former Nebraska man, a former 93.7 The Ticket man himself, Mr. David Eichold. How you doing, my friend?
What's going on, man? How are we doing today?
Dude, I'm glorious. And the first question right out the gate, what do you say to those people who call you a Hawksker? And they say that that is the worst kind of skur there is, but what would your response be, my friend?
You know what? At this point, you just got to own it, right? I mean, I remember announcing I'm going to cover Iowa from Nebraska, and the turncoat memes were out. A lot of Photoshops were made. A lot of, you know, some crazy works of art on the internet were made of it. But you know what? It's all good and fun. It's a message board culture. And I don't know about you, Adam. I'm just the type of I'm just going to embrace it and run with it. So, you know what? It could be worse. Well, I guess it depends on it could be worse. I have been told Jayskers are worse than Hawkskers, but that might be a debate for another day, too.
Jake, Hawksker or Jayskur? What's worse, Jake? I got to know your thoughts on this.
That's tough. I don't want to go after David here, but I think a Hawksker might be worse.
That's okay. That's all right. Hey, David's always been good to me. I watched him grow. He's doing a phenomenal job covering the Hawkeyes. That's why I wanted to bring him on today. All right, man, talk to me about this Iowa team, starting an individual who was originally a walk-on, a quarterback, their third-string quarterback, and now he's their starter, only attempted 20 passes in his entire college career, less than a total 100 yards passing in his career. But the guy led him to a victory last weekend up at Maryland. All right, talk to me about this Iowa Hawkeyes offense, the running game, the passing game, and the like.
Yeah, so I think this is probably the most perplexing Iowa team I've seen since I started covering the team in 2018. But I think you have to give a lot of credit to Tim Lester, because there were a lot of people that were critical of the Tim Lester hire. It was down to him and Kevin Johns, who is now at Oklahoma. But Lester's done a great job of really getting the offensive line to come together. And Caleb Johnson to emerge as, I think, the second best or third best running back in college football. Dylan Sampson's probably in that same category. Ashton Jeanty, we all know about it. But I thought last week in that game, Jackson Stratton did exactly what he was supposed to do, and it was because of a great game plan from Lester. Ran the ball over 55 times. They've been stellar at that, leading the Big Ten in at 230 yards a game on the ground. And Jackson Stratton completed 10 of 14 passes just for 76 yards. Did not throw a pass in that fourth quarter, but when he had to make a couple of big throws early, the passing game, they just schemed open a couple guys. Easy pitch and catches, any throw that Division I quarterback should make, but at least it's something to build on. So it is going to be interesting, because Jackson Stratton definitely has a lot of moxie as a quarterback. He believes he can play at this level. He was at Colorado State, entered the transfer portal, really did not get much interest going into the portal, and then Iowa reached out, and he basically decided then and there that he was going to go to Iowa. And I think at the beginning of the season, none of us would have expected Jackson Stratton such a start for this team. But this is going to be the third different quarterback to start a game this season, which really hasn't happened in over 18 years for Iowa. They've had a really good luck at quarterback stability and health-wise. But the run game is unquestionably better. The passing game is slightly better than last year. Maybe they don't have that go-to tight end. Luke Lachey really hasn't been too involved this year. But I am interested in moving forward because I don't think this is the true Tim Lester passing game. I think it's going to look a lot different next season. But for this game, I mean, I think they're just going to try to run it down Nebraska's throats and make them stop Caleb Johnson.
Oh, that's exactly what I would do if I was them. They ran the ball 57 times versus Maryland last weekend. As you mentioned, only threw it 14 times, but he completed 10 of those passes. That's a high completion percentage. Number one rushing offense in the entire Big Ten, as you mentioned, one of the best running backs in the entire country, and Caleb Johnson. So if you're Iowa now, let's flip to the other side of the ball. You look at this Nebraska team that struggled on offense all year. And here comes this offensive guru, Dana Holgorsen. Game two, offensive explosion, the most amount of points Nebraska scored in a football game since 2021 when they scored 56 versus Northwestern. What do you make of this Nebraska offense? Was that Wisconsin game an anomaly? Like, if you're Iowa trying to get ready to play Riola, Holgorsen, this Nebraska offense, what's your attitude? What's your approach? Like, what do you expect from this Husker offense? How do you know what to expect?
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Yeah, number one, you have to give kudos to Matt Rhule for making an in-season change because I think it's been very apparent for a long time that Satterfield's not the guy, not with this system, not with the players they have in place. But number two, I think when they brought in Holgorsen, the running game just looks a little bit more comfortable. They're a little bit more spacing on the outside. They're not running a bunch of quick screen plays on 3rd and 10, and they're not predictable anymore. And ultimately, I think Holgorsen has done a good job of unlocking Dylan Raiola. I mean, I think that's been kind of holding him back through the last couple of months. It's they were not putting him in a position to best showcase his strengths because I've argued this with people. I think Dylan Raiola has one of the best deep balls in college football. I think he has great ball placement. You know, I know he's had a few picks this season. I don't necessarily think all of them are his fault. I think he's done a nice job. But if I'm Iowa, it's very apparent what you have to do. You have to slow down the run game. And you have to try to rattle Dylan Raiola early because the big part that's been missing for this Iowa defense, it's just been very inconsistent. They've been very good at home, but on the road, they've struggled. They do not have a go-to pass rusher this season. I mean, you think back to the great Iowa defenses, right? AJ Epenesa, Davion Nixon, Anthony Nelson, Chauncey Golson, even a Joe Evans. Iowa just does not have that go-to guy off the edge. So I would not be surprised if Phil Parker dials up a couple more blitzes. Look for Nick Jackson, who, by the way, is going to be playing in his 72nd college football game.
Wow.
Because of his sixth year of eligibility. That's the most in college football history. Not too surprising there. But Nick Jackson has been stellar for Iowa. I think they could get a little bit more aggressive. But if I'm Iowa, I try to slow down the run early, and you try to put Dylan Raiola on his back a couple of times to try to rattle him. I think that has to be the pressure, but I also am curious, is Phil Parker going to stick to what he knows, or are they going to actually dial up a little bit more pressure to try to rattle Raiola? I think that's one of my big keys watching this game.
Man, you make a lot of great points. A lot of that makes sense. It's interesting. 72 career college football games, barring another pandemic, that's a record that will stand forever. That record will never be broken. Hopefully it's never broken because it means we don't have another pandemic. Last two questions for you. It's going to be cold tonight. All right. Do you think that helps Nebraska? Do you think that helps Iowa? Do you think it matters at all because everybody lives in a Midwestern cold state?
I think that's something I've kind of rattled my brain a little bit. I'll tell you what, Adam, it helps me because I'll be in a press box.
I've never been so happy
I'm getting me in a press box. But I will say, you look at Jackson Stratton, he did play at Colorado State for a year, but did not really get the chance to play too much through 17 passes. He's a California native. Dylan Rayola has some bloodlines to Nebraska, very, very obvious, but he's from Georgia. I think ultimately it's going to come down to, can Iowa's defensive line try to put pressure on Rayola? Can they rattle that Nebraska offensive line? Because I think Iowa's offensive line has been pretty solid this season. I think they have a legit chance at being a Joe Moore finalist team. And Nebraska's edge rushers, Ty Robinson's an all-conference talent. He's an absolute stud. I know Kirk's a little bit worried about that. I'll be watching the Mason Richmond matchup. So I really don't think it weighs too much. I think both teams know what to expect. I mean, we know how Nebraska's black shirt show up. We know how strong, tough, and physical Iowa football's been. I think it's really going to come down to, can the California native make plays, or is the Georgia native going to make plays? Can the it's walk-on versus five-star.
Ooh.
That's the big matchup.
That's intriguing right there. I haven't even thought about that, walk-on versus five-star. All right, my man. So my final score prediction, which I have not yet given out here on the ticket, is 23-20. I think it's the first time in about half a decade I've actually taken the over in a Nebraska-Iowa game before the game is played. So I'm going 23-20 with Nebraska making just one more field goal than the other guys. What's your score prediction?
I'll tell you, I've gone back and forth so many times with this game. Earlier in the week, I picked Nebraska. Later in the week, I'm picking Iowa. I will say I'm a little bit surprised how many people are picking Iowa. Just from, there's a lot of confidence, I think, from the Iowa side, and even some Nebraska writers I've seen pick Iowa. I'm going to go with the experience. I think it's a very good Iowa senior class. Jay Higgins, I think, is an absolute snub on the Buckus Award. It's frankly ridiculous he's not a finalist when you look at his stat line. Mm-hmm. Nick Jackson, it's a very senior-led defense. They've been inconsistent this season. But Iowa's been a completely different team at home versus on the road. In conference play, they're averaging nearly 40 points a game. Yes. Iowa's offense averaging nearly 40 points a game at home.
I'm glad you repeated that.
This season, I have Iowa 24, Nebraska 20. I just think the defense is going to make one more play. I think it's going to be a really interesting offseason of growth for Dylan Rayola, because I do think next season he's primed to be at near the top of the Big Ten.
All right, man. I appreciate you taking the time. As always, let's keep in touch. And Husker fans, Nebraska volleyball plays Penn State, two top five teams. The winner is the outright Big Ten champion here in about 2 hours and 48 minutes, if my math is correct. All right, thanks for joining me, David. And David hung up, but that's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, go Big Red for Nebraska volleyball, basketball, all the fall sports, and, of course, football. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.